The only thing my father ever wanted in life were grandchildren. And now I know why. I walk museums in search of my father. I scrutinize the paintings and the patrons with great care. For I'm an expert on all the great museums, and part of me is always hoping he will be there. He took me up all the marble stairways, let me hold his finger till I had grown, and it was he who introduced me to the wonders I would find there, and later let me wander on alone. See the brushstroke, so passionate and strong. Do you feel the rhythm as your eye is moved along? And look there in the shadow, how the color subtly dims. My father sees the painting, and I am watching him. An hour later, we'd start to leave the gallery, down the marble stairway, the two of us would wind, returning to the street and to our own familiar silence, leaving all the paintings far behind. See the rustle of her ball gown as she dances with the man who is her lover. Feel the pressure of his hand and the moonlight falling through the arbor to the faces of the dancers. Hear the whirling of the band. See the garden, see the cafe. You can almost hear the chatter and the glasses and the flirting and the sigh. See the laughter in the faces and the joy that rings forever in the violet and the longing in their eyes. I walk museums in search of my father. I look at all the paintings for the man I hardly knew. Searching through the brushwork of the paintings by the masters, exactly as my father taught me to. Just as my father used to do. See the violet in the shadow and the longing. I miss you, Dad.